Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Sunday morning, September 21st, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Maryland's federal job losses climbed to 15,100, the most in the nation. Maryland lost another 2,500 federal jobs in August, bringing the total number of federal jobs lost in the state to 15,100 since January. This makes Maryland the state with the most federal job losses in the nation. The state's economy heavily relies on the federal workforce, with 269,000 residents employed by the federal government in 2023. Many former workers are struggling to find new jobs due to their overqualification for other positions. The federal job losses are expected to continue, with workforce-wide declines anticipated at the end of September. Lawmakers have created emergency programs for laid-off federal workers, but resources are at risk of being cut. The job cuts have contributed to an overall loss of 3,200 jobs in Maryland, increasing the state's unemployment rate to 3.6% in August.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.